The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
Now I got some Nambia.
May take away.
Nambia is not a country.
The impact
Trump
of...
Trump said it was. I'm sorry.
What happened yesterday?
Too many snowflakes.
I do want to congratulate Craig.
What do you do?
Well, yesterday... If you were to read any of the social media, if you read any publication, newspaper or whatever, was and Craig purposely avoided this, and I'm glad he did, was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was 2 days ago.
No, I think it was yesterday. Maybe.
Yeah, it was two days ago because I saw
it. It was yesterday.
I thought we missed it. Yeah, like I said today. No, it was 2 days ago because I was doing it all day after I got off the air.
Pretty sure it was yesterday.
Whatever. We missed it.
But I always been curious.
No, we didn't.
We had a morning show that did that. Talk about bad morning shows.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I'm sure every morning show in America did do it.
Oh, yeah. Some of our radio people actually shared it, too. Some of our people we know in the biz.
But I've always been curious why that, of all the fake holidays that come up, seems to get more run.
Because it's fun in the hallways to talk like a pirate. Well, talk like an Irishman. Just walk past people and go, potato. Do that all day.
No, I think bad morning radio really perpetuated that one.
Oh, I think they did, too.
Because you have...
Arg.
Right.
Arg, Craig.
Monkey Boy and his sidekick.
Right.
Or is Monkey Boy the sidekick?
Usually a guy and a chick, too. The old MILF radio.
Talking like crazy guy pirates. And, chick, and then you'd get a bunch of people on the phone who'd talk like crazy pirates.
You know what, Todd? At least you're making people laugh.
You make
and they're not making people think. And I hate when you make me think.
You make a whole show out of that.
I hate when you make me think. Or hammer my
president. Well, you could talk like a pirate and mispronounce African countries.
Nambia.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. How you doing today, Craig? Well, Nambia, pronounced right, just isn't a country. Did anybody have Bernie Casey?
I haven't looked.
That guy's been a ton of stuff.
Bernie Casey was a badass man.
Man, he was always, because I saw I saw an old head shot of him from the 60s and 70s when you'd see him acting all the time in episodic television and movies, too. He was a badass, you're right. I've seen him in a ton of things. I know the stuff they list him as is stuff I'm not really into, but...
You're into Revenge of the Nerds.
No, I was. I know that. But, I mean, he was a badass in a lot of episodic TV, either a cop or a badass. He was, just a stud, man.
And he was in several blaxploitation films.
Yeah, he was, yeah. How'd he die? Did anybody have him?
Let's see.
Puss says it was an illness.
He picked up not long. It was a very short illness.
All right, I mean, she didn't tell anybody.
And, maybe he just found out about it this year.
And he's 78. He was 78.
And no one had him.
No one had him. Okay. But a lot of people had Jake LaMotta. 174 in all.
Yes.
And you got to a couple of names yesterday, but you'll get the rest today.
I did. Yeah, we'll get to the rest
Bobby Slayton also later on.
Certainly looking forward to that.
Petey Mac.
Mm-mm. Billy Blank is a scratch. What?
He's coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby doesn't like to share the room with other people.
Yeah, and Billy's a Hawk fan, so we'll have to get another 2-2 bet going with him.
Yeah.
He's a huge Hawk fan. You follow Billy Blank on Twitter, and just pay attention. Don't even have to watch the Iowa Hawkeyes right now on TV. Just follow Billy Blank. Just freaking out every two plays. We suck! We suck! Good job! Fire that ass! We suck! Oh, we're good.
In the course of a 3-hour college football game, he posts on Facebook 67 times.
Easily. On Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not just Iowa football.
No, well, that's what he's into.
Iowa basketball.
Oh, yeah. He's
a Cowboys baseball. Football.
He's a Cowboy fan, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Iowa track.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't like Iowa track?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hello. That's
okay,
number one.
That. So Jake LaMotta passed away at the age of 96. Some of the players.
I saw a great quote from him yesterday. At first, he didn't like De Niro. It was Bobby De Niro, by the way.
Bobby
De Niro's portrayal in the movie, because he said he made him look bad, and then he said after a couple years he realized that he was a no good bum. Back when the movie was filming, like, you know, yes. His life, he was a bad dude for a while there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in his autobiography, he admitted to rape. He admitted to beating several of his wives.
And he made it to 96. Only the good die young, huh?
There's that.
Billy said it.
Some of the other players that had Jake LaMotta. Let's see. We'll start down here towards the... should we start with Todd?
Sure. Yes. Get a bunch of Todds in there right away.
We'll start with Todd.
Yeah. Let's get these out of the way.
Yeah, you're right. You look at it that way. You get them out of the way, right?
Right. Start with Todd.
That means Tyler's coming up, though.
Some of the players that had Jake LaMotta include, but are not limited to, Todd's two-ball sleeve, Todd's bent ski.
Sorry, that's funny.
Todd's cabana boy.
All right.
Todd's labia plateau.
That's funny.
Now, if that happened, I'd want to hear about that injury. That's the injury I want to hear about, the labia plateau.
Oh, yeah, you'd want to look at the MRIs.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Any imagery.
Todd's missing gam gets a hit. Todd's next son gets a hit.
Todd's, he shivers at that one.
He does.
Yeah.
Todd's wet clock gets a hit.
He peed on it, right? Yeah.
Todd's pocket gravy. And then Tyler's crusty Afghan gets a hit.
Damn right.
As does Tyler's West Side Frosting.
I still don't get that one.
don't worry about these things.
Both your kids went to school there. You two, both you guys. Mine don't. I have no connection to the frosting. You should call that Joe America's frosting. He went to that school.
This is Tyler's West Side Frosting. Maybe Tyler?
Maybe they're just saying that you happen to make that style of frosting at home as well.
I probably do.
Yeah. Maybe they prefer
your
style of West Side Frosting.
Perhaps. I make waffles.
Yeah.
Just because it doesn't. It's not like
tequila. I don't mind it. I just say I have no connection. Like, everybody I know has a connection to that school except for me. Everybody I know.
But
in the room, Joe America, some old friend of mine.
Maybe they're improvising with the recipe. Right.
It's not like tequila and bourbon where it has to be made in one specific region.
Right.
It's now just a recognized style of frosting.
Right. Yeah.
And you happen to make it.
Oh, I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
Having a little cake with frosting.
It's about semen. So
and he's thinking.
I'm glad I'm involved.
You know, I could sure go for the Tyler style of the West Side
Frosting.
Yes,
you could. Yes, you could.
Here's a throwback. Tyler, thanks for the brown Hogan.
That's an old one.
Wow. That is. That's
like
an old sex act.
That's the original sex act.
Yeah. Right? Tyler, that's not my belly button.
No, it's not.
Wade Wilson somehow gets a hit.
Again, the alter ego of Deadpool.
Yeah.
It could just be. I thought it was the old Viking quarterback.
It's still just the Viking quarterback. You're right. Puss is right.
Not the journeyman quarterback.
I still like the journeyman quarterback.
Deadpool.
Yeah. That's Ryan Reynolds. That's the character's name when he's not in the costume.
I'm an idiot.
And I've seen that movie, and I didn't know that.
Yeah. Weird Al's parents get to hit.
Oh, geez. That's my fault.
You know they're dead?
That's my fault. I explained that story to somebody recently, too. Yeah, that's my fault.
West Side Frosting Container gets a hit.
There you go.
As do the Wichita Edibles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They got a real good hit.
Your mom's stretch for JJ. And Zach Morris gave me crabs.
I don't understand that. I love that you said that. We ever get that actor on the air, we're going to come in with that clip. Zach Morris gave me crabs.
So that's just some of the players that have Jake LaMotta in the Deadpool. We will get to more of them in a little bit.
Yeah, let's wrap the get a bunch of those.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
You may have missed last night that the winner of America's Got Talent is a ventriloquist.
Oh, come on. Spoiler alert.
That means it's going to be they automatically get a room in Vegas.
I have no earthly
idea. That was the original thing about it.
I don't know.
Now it's just like 1 weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say you have to sell
like 2 nights. Yeah. A show built around your act.
I need another. Was that ventriloquist on a steak? Because if it's not, it's not funny.
Unfortunately, I know what he's talking about because my daughter loves this show.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
So we've been watching it. Yeah. It's a little kid.
The ventriloquist is a little kid.
That means the lips move, right?
It's a little girl who does this ventriloquist act and sings.
Well, shoot me, because the first runner-up was a 10-year-old.
Yes, I know.
Because you can't cut kids. They're so cute. It's all about ratings. It ain't about talent.
How is the Ukrainian dance group?
That's actually pretty cool.
See?
That's actually pretty cool.
And they're adults, too. And they're adults that busted their ass probably for these routines, and they're probably flexible as hell, right?
Oh, yeah. That,
and then, bang, a kid that goes, hi.
Of all the, like, 10 acts that were left in the final, we just started watching this last night. Okay. That one was the one that I went, well, if I was in Vegas and that was, I would go see that show. It
sounds
cool.
Like a Branson show.
I wouldn't see it.
Yeah. How's the deaf singer, Mandy Harvey?
That she has to suck.
No, she doesn't. That's the thing.
No. That's how they sound when they sing.
She wasn't deaf her entire life.
Also, she knew how it sounded.
She didn't lose her hearing until like 20 years old or something.
Oh, okay, because I want a real deaf singer, which, by the way, could be any one of us.
Right.
But yeah.
I want to hear Marley Matlin.
Yeah, so do
singing.
I. By the way, that's not too harsh. I don't think it is. Maybe it is, but... I hate when people think they can sing and they can't.
Oh, okay. So the winner, Darcy Lynn, got $1 million and a 10-week headlining show in Vegas.
Now you got to keep quiet. You just started watching. You didn't watch this live at all?
No.
You DVR'd all summer?
We watched it on about a day delay. So we just started watching the performances.
I got it.
Did they all get a room at the Mirage?
I was just saying. No, they just get like a weekend, he said.
Yeah, I think it's...
No,
no. 10 days.
I just said $1 million
and 10 days.
And a 10-week,
okay. 10-week,
10-week headlining show in Vegas.
Yeah, because I recall, I went to Vegas to see Lewis Black some time ago, and he shared the room. It was his, the America's Got Talent winner's night off, so Lewis had the room that night.
Got it.
Well, the first guy
was going to go see a 10. Don't they bring in these other acts as the opening acts?
Oh, yeah.
They almost have to
probably.
Get people in there in the seats. It's like when they, with the American, the American Idol used to go around and do the tours.
Yeah.
The top 10 people showed up and singing, right?
Yeah. Well, that first America's Got Talent guy, he's got his own theater in Vegas.
Yeah, but he was actually pretty good.
He was a ventriloquist, too.
Yeah, on a steak.
No, I don't think he. See, that's why his isn't funny.
Yeah.
Because it's not on a steak.
No steak. The Jewish New Year began at sunset last night with the start of Rosh Hashanah.
I ding dong.
Wrong.
I know, but I got to spread that around. So.
Tonight is the start of the Islamic New Year.
A ding dong.
which one's that?
Al Hijra. I don't know how to say
one.
This.
Okay.
Wow, I've not heard of that one.
What?
I've not heard of the Islamic New Year.
The Islamic New Year falls on the first day of the month of Muharram.
I got audio of that deaf singer here.
A ding dong.
Yeah. There she is. She's pretty good, actually. She didn't win?
No.
You know, that's sad. I just realized she can't hear herself, and she still sings better than Yoko.
Can you hear your the tones in your ears, though?
I don't know. I've seen it, and I'm
It is
amazed.
Hearing. You're right. It's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Probably not.
But no, you get people to feel the vibrations in your head.
That doesn't mean you know what it sounds like.
No, you don't know what it sounds like, but you know something's coming out of your head.
Of your mouth, right.
Or your nose.
Mm-hmm. Something. It's the month of what? Muharram. Marks the... It marks the time in 622 when the Prophet Muhammad moved from Mecca and set up the first Islamic state. The date represents the starting point of the Muslim era. The holiday ends tomorrow evening.
All right. Happy whatever for everybody.
Happy New Year for everyone.
All right.
It's the first of
they have a countdown.
Muharram.
It's this evening sometime.
Muslim Seacrest on TV?
I don't know.
Dropping a Muslim ball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have the first two of the Muslim football championship games.
True. That's a good point.
Muslim college football.
Right.
Don't do that on Muslim New Year's Eve.
Right.
That's just dumb. People are out partying.
Right.
They are.
For some reason, I found this odd, and I shouldn't. Will Ferrell and his wife are establishing a scholarship at USC.
He went to USC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way he gets more sideline passes.
Mm-hmm.
For women's soccer?
He was a sports broadcasting major, I believe. He went into sports broadcasting out of college for a little bit. Until he joined the Groundlings, I believe, out there. I don't know why women's soccer. Maybe they needed it. That's probably what it is. They probably needed it.
Well, it's their first such endowment at the school.
Yeah, where can so much money go to? What do you need? What do you need money for? That kind of thing.
That too.
You know?
They probably got plenty of football money.
They probably do.
And maybe his wife, or maybe he is a soccer aficionado.
Well,
he is part owner of the new L.A. Major League Soccer team.
Okay.
His wife played soccer at Pomona College.
Okay. There you go.
Their three sons are all soccer players.
Well, there you the go. Reason.
He was in kicking and screaming.
That's the reason.
He was in kicking and screaming. Wasn't he?
It's funny. Soccer.
Whatever that was called, yes.
It was called kicks, I believe, wasn't it?
No.
No, it was...
Is it really?
It was
kicking
and screaming.
Screaming.
I think you're right.
It was kicking and screaming.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see a minute of that.
You know what's funny about soccer? One of the this guy just recently met. His son and I played football together. He had a shirt on that said Kentucky Soccer for some reason, T-shirt. And I said, "So where'd you get that? Like in the bin, you know?"
Yeah.
And it's even guys that now his son plays football, obviously, but he said even guys that played soccer aren't really proud of it. It's funny. He goes, "Oh, well, I played soccer in college and." Oh, really? I am. Then I realized it's still such a great sport.
It is.
It's an athletic sport. I mean,
Very much so.
But it wasn't like he was like, hey, I play. No. And he goes, yeah, so when I go to schools, I just, if I'm on some other campus, I'll just grab their soccer shirt. I said, well, that's pretty cool. But they always downplay it because they know that everybody always says, oh, soccer sucks. Yeah. Even guys that played it go.
Well, he knows you do.
I think well, that's true. That's true.
I played a
sport. Sounds like he's heard it before, though.
That's
a good point. He knows I think soccer sucks.
Yeah. Played a sport that didn't generate any revenue.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
most
don't
of them
all.
Don't.
No.
Football's the only one that usually
does. Well, sad
does.
To say, if I meet someone who's really into soccer, like they want to talk about the English Premier League.
Well, I don't meet those people.
I just think they're kind of a prick.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I don't really
know. I've been yelling at the TV every afternoon. Fox, especially. If a game is on Fox, and they're posting up scores, and then suddenly, you know, the English Premier League
comes up. Yeah, I don't get that.
Up,
yes. Do the American League.
Get rid of that, or I'll take some fantasy stats before that. If you're watching football, you don't care about football.
No, good point.
You can go somewhere else and get your football information.
I fear you guys are behind the times on this
one. I know.
Haven't they been saying that since 72?
Yes, they have. Kyle Rote Jr. It was going to take over America. And by the way, they had bigger soccer crowds in the late 70s in New York City and stuff like that. But that went away, and now it's Mexicans.
But
it's also young males.
Go to the KC.
It is the young. It's about the only place that TV can sell young males.
Well, that sounds creepy.
That's just the nature of the beast.
We're hitting the...
I don't know anybody's into it.
The uptick in our happiness curve. So we'll probably be a little less grumpy about it in the future.
I doubt it.
That's, you know, that does seem a little oxymoronic because it seems like, about 69, which is the second time you're supposed to be happy.
Right. 23 and 69.
Yeah, that's about the get off my lawn stage.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
But you're happy. Oh, you're still grumpy, though.
I'm happy that my lawn is so cool, you must get off it.
Yeah, perhaps he enjoys yelling at people to get off his lawn.
Or he doesn't have to deal with anybody.
That makes him happy.
I think that's why 69 is that key word.
You can yell that at people because you don't give a rat's ass.
And most people are retired by 69 if they can. Nowadays, you really can't.
Yeah. For people affected by Harvey and Irma, relief is still pouring in. Organizers of last week's telethon say they've raised more than $55 million for that hand-in-hand, the benefit for hurricane relief. It aired on CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, CMT. More than 40 million people tuned in. Now they say they've raised more than $55 million. That's a beautiful thing.
They're going to need more. They're going to need more, man. Puerto Rico's done, by the way.
The Caribbean.
Puerto Rico, by the way, is an American province, too.
I know, but it's done. It's not mainland.
It's done. That's true.
It's not mainland USA.
I guess who lives there? Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything for the Mexicans in the earthquake.
Yeah. Oh, no, we gave them our love.
Even though they offered to help us.
Yeah, they did help
after
us.
After Houston.
Right. They did.
And we told him just to give us prayers.
Yeah. I think Trump tweeted that he was going to help.
Yeah. Oh, behind a big effing wall is how I retweeted that. Yeah.
They'll take the help.
Yeah. Ain't helping Dick. Paul Ryan's going down to Houston today, and he's going to say, well, we'll give you a couple bucks, but we're taking away your health care. That's his speech today. Douchebag.
We'll fix your stuff. Yeah. We won't fix you.
No, you can. You're going to pre-existing. You're done.
Jimmy Kimmel went off again last night.
Good. Good.
We'll talk about that later.
Good.
A Ford van zooming around the Washington, D.C. area last month was not self-driving after all. This is what they've started to do now, occasionally, is put a man in a seat suit.
Oh, so you really can't see him?
It looks like no one is driving.
It appears as if no one is driving.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen these, yeah.
I saw it somewhere. The reason that they are using this fake seat driver is they want to see how people are reacting to seeing no one driving a car.
So it's a test. Got it. So when we start seeing driverless
cars,
right.
Yeah, there might be actually someone in there.
Right.
It just looks like there's not.
No way to flip off.
Well, which makes it nicer.
Yeah.
That means you're actually not flipping off a person.
In the future, I'm flipping off a driverless car. You know I am.
Yes. Maybe your own, because it's not doing what you're telling it to do.
I may go so far as just to shoot a driverless car, because I know I'm not going to hurt anybody. Just cause a little window damage. Because that's how we road rage today.
Well, but that's assuming that no one else is a passenger.
No, I'm saying the driverless car wants to go for a ride by itself. Can it do that?
Yeah.
Eventually it's going to do that. I'm just going to take this thing out and be back.
Oh, no, I'll only shoot empty cars.
Right.
Where there's clearly
no one. We assume the driverless cars are driving around with anybody in them.
Or, so a cargo car.
Yeah,
something
like
that. Oh, that's true. Yeah, those pizza delivery cars are not going to have anybody in them.
But
going to be pizza.
It's going to turn out that there's a guy camouflaged in there.
Yeah.
You end up killing a dude.
And I killed him.
You shot a seat.
I'm going to jail
you
forever.
You shot seat guy in the head. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was. That's the problem with that.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Todd's joking, but you see a car with nobody in it, you might just shoot at it. And then there's a guy, hey, I'm a seat in here.
Say, sitting in the back seat.
I'm dressed like a seat. Don't shoot, you dumbass.
You might try to steal it.
All right. I don't know, man.
Yeah, do they have a...
I know. This is Get Off My Lawn, too. We don't like soccer and self-driving cars.
I just have a concern. Is there some sort of override if someone does attempt to steal a driverless car?
While you're in it?
Well, then that means that someone is driving it and the car would know.
I don't know what that means.
The car would know that it's not driving itself. And the car would take over and say, no, you cannot drive me. I'm going where I want to go.
Well, the guy holds a gun to your head and says, tell your driverless car to stop.
Well, then that's
different. I don't know how to do that.
That's different. Because you can control your car. You can tell it when to go, when to stop, where it's going.
I'm anxious to see one on the road.
Really?
I don't want one, no. I probably do, actually.
Oh,
I like to drink. But are you allowed to be? This is the one thing we never got. Are you allowed to be drunk in your driverless car?
Well, not yet.
But you should be.
Well, it's going to work out eventually. Would you give it some time?
You're allowed to be drunk in an Uber car. That's pretty much everybody.
Would you let them work the glitches out first?
No, I want it fixed now.
All right. In the meantime, get drunk at home.
I like going places.
And have someone drive you
around. I like going out.
I
want to go see Bobby Slayton this weekend.
We'll let you know when it's okay to be drunk in your driverless car.
Well, that's pretty much what everybody's going to do. That's why you have Uber.
Eventually, yes.
That's why you have Uber. You're drunk in the Uber car.
Be patient.
I can't. I'm drinking now.
It's going to happen.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.